This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched the Space Docking Experiment SPADEX mission from Sriharikota last night. ISRO's PSLV-C60 successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the Chaser, and SDX-02, the target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. The two spacecraft will now be directed towards achieving space docking in the next 10 days. SPADEX aims to demonstrate advanced in-space docking technology, a crucial capability for future missions including lunar expeditions and the Bharatiya Antariksh Station. Successful completion of this mission will enhance ISRO's ability to conduct complex operations in space and lay the groundwork for future interplanetary missions. After the successful launch, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath informed that in the next few days, the two satellites, SDX-01 and SDX-02, will travel 20 kilometers and then the rendezvous and docking process will begin when both satellites will come closer and dock together in space. Delhi's Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has criticized Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal for calling Delhi Chief Minister Atishi a temporary chief minister. Mr. Saxena wrote a letter to Ms. Atishi and said that it was insulting for Arvind Kejriwal to publicly declare Ms. Atishi as the temporary chief minister in the media. The Lieutenant Governor said the announcement of Mahila Samman Yojana by Arvind Kejriwal in the presence of the Chief Minister has tarnished the dignity of the Chief Ministerial post. However, Chief Minister Atishi responded to the letter by slamming it as politics. She said that she was running the government based on the path shown by Arvind Kejriwal. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the deadline of Vivad Se Vishwas scheme from 31st December 2024 to 31st January next year. The extension allows taxpayers additional time to determine the amount payable as specified in the scheme. In a budget speech this year, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme aimed at helping taxpayers resolve disputes with the Income Tax Department. The scheme enables taxpayers to settle their outstanding tax liabilities by paying the disputed amount along with the specified percentage. The 18th edition of the India-Nepal military exercise Surya Kiran will begin at Saljhandi of Rupandehi in Nepal today. The battalion-level joint military exercise focuses on jungle warfare, counter-terrorism in difficult geography and humanitarian aid in disaster management, among others. The 11th Gorkha Rifle of the Indian Army and Sri Jang Battalion of the Nepali Army are taking part in the two-week-long training. The joint military training is expected to foster professional collaboration, friendly relations and trust between India and Nepal. The previous edition of the joint exercise was held in Pithoragarh last year. The government has rejected media reports stating that DigiYatra data will be used to crack down on tax evaders. The Civil Aviation Ministry has clarified that such reports concerning DigiYatra are based on unfounded and inaccurate claims. It added that there is no sharing of DigiYatra passenger data with Indian tax authorities. The ministry highlighted that the DigiYatra app follows the self-sovereign identity model where personally identifiable information and travel credentials are stored exclusively on the user's device, not on any central repository. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has said that it has conducted a thorough investigation into the sexual assault incident at Anna University in Chennai. The commission said that after taking suo motu cognizance of the case at the university, it promptly dispatched a fact-finding committee to Chennai for an investigation. The committee met the victim and her relatives to understand the details of the incident and provide necessary support. Besides meeting with the Governor of Tamil Nadu, Home Secretary and other senior officials to review the progress and ensure appropriate action. In the Hockey India League HIL, the UP Rudras registered 3-1 win over defending champion Kalinga Lancers last night. UP Rudras keeper James Mazzarello received the Player of the Match award. The win took Rudras to the top of the HIL 2024-25 points table, whereas the Lancers are rooted to the bottom. Today, Delhi SG Pipers will clash with Hyderabad Tufans at Rourkela. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.